Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So here was our assignment from yesterday.
All right.
None are so old as those who have outlived orgasm. Ah, what a fertile field age is for ego. Mind ever enthusiastic about finding reasons for and meanings in, will look at someone lacking enthusiasm and opine that the lack is a result of too many years. If the person is young, another cause is attributed. Good to notice there's no mention of how old that person is, who is so old. We've all known people who seem to have outlived enthusiasm practically since birth. We can take from this that age and enthusiasm have nothing to do with one another. But listening to the voices of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate will drain your enthusiasm and make you old. Today, enjoy the youthful enthusiasm that is present in life. Record and listen. Yes. Well, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller? Hello?
Are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello? There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, good.
Yep.
I had a little confusion.
Technological difficulty.
Oh, it's so good to be on the show.
Good. Is this Margaret?
And yes, it is.
Okay, I thought so.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I recognize your voice.
Gosh. I've been having fun with this sort of thing that we were looking at yesterday by setting the alarms on my phone to go off at random times during the day and to play music to dance to those little, you know, it's part of iPhone. You can just have it play little snippets of music. And and it's a surprise every time it does it. And
yes.
And it's often a wonderful surprise, and sometimes I'm in a different room in the house than where my phone is, and occasionally my husband appears with my phone and the music playing, and we both dance.
Is that fabulous?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's really,
you know, Margaret. What a great way to invite somebody in to practice with us.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Yesterday, Bev and her husband were taking dancing lessons, right? And so with this, you know, sweetheart, do you want to meditate? The answer might be no. Okay, but that spontaneous, the music is playing, she dances, well, I'll dance with her. There, it's a coming to present without making it a big deal.
It is. It's quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love it.
And it's a good, it just, yeah. Need to do that.
All right.
But we do.
All right. Yeah, good. Was there more?
Anyway, there, you know, one thing I wanted to share was it feels like what's dropped in this week of practice is noticing, and last week too, that it seems like conditioning tries to draw me into the future all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the karmic thing is going into the future. And I saw it in a new way during the day as well as when I'm trying to meditate. And that was just so helpful.
As when you're meditating.
When
no
I'm
trying,
meditating,
right? Just meditating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I'm meditating, I was just noticing that's one of the many places that I go is off into the future, to plan something. It's not even unpleasant. It's often kind of a, you know,
fun thing.
It feels like it's been a habit of escape or something that it just, you know. And
well, and Margaret, of course, it's just ego asserting itself.
Right.
Right. So, so with that, that's such a good point, because when it takes us off into the future, it's not necessarily, and they're going to drop bombs on you and you're going to die this afternoon. And then you could do that and that. Oh, and stop by there. And so it doesn't have to be unpleasant or suffering or anything else, as long as it's in the past. Or it's in the future, ego is running the show. And that's all it really cares about.
Yes, that's right. And the what I saw about the sort of the way it gets me when I'm awake or not meditating is that it will say something like that, kind of like a prediction. And I go, yeah. And then later on, it gets me because that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It gets me to feel bad.
Yes.
And I know we're not feeling
bad
anymore.
As soon as it presents it, it becomes a something that you need to do, should do. And if you don't, and what we get to see in a conversation like this is, it never had any reality.
Never.
There was never. I mean, it might have happened. It might have been something that you did, but it just as easily might not have. There's no reality to it. It's just an idea.
Well, and there's, in a way, when it comes through, it feels like there could be a reality to it because it's something I do want to do. But
it's certainly a possibility.
Yes, and it's not a... Yeah, it's not out of the realm of anything normal in my activities. It's just that it doesn't happen. And then, boom, I'm...
Yeah. You've done something wrong. You've failed in some way.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was so happy to see
important
that.
Important to see. Yeah, really important to see.
Yeah.
It makes meditation a lot more pleasant. It makes life a lot more pleasant. So whatever happens in meditation, we just notice it. Just keep coming back. Just notice. Come back. And then what happens in life, we just notice. Noticing.
I know.
It's so helpful and so kind. Yeah. All we're practicing is awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Margaret.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Margaret.
Thanks, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
It's just so fun to relate that to the quote that we just were looking at, right, Jerry? Because it to just dance and put on the music and be in the moment is such a childlike present experience. And to be in a conversation about the future is not something that is even possible when we're here in that youthful enthusiasm for life. Here is the only experience of youthful enthusiasm.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what the quote is saying. As soon as attention goes to the conditioned mind and the future and anxiety and responsibility and worry and feeling bad and that whole sense of the world rests on me, that ability to just be present and enjoy life and dance just evaporates.
It does. We don't associate hearing music and starting to dance with old people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You know, the other thing that this makes me think of is something that I think is such a marvelously insidious coup for ego, and that is the idea of adult. So an adult movie, adult themes in a movie, adult entertainment. And so the association is all of the things that for adults when you, are things that are not appropriate for a child. So, you know, violence and profanity and sexual, explicit sexual behavior. These are adult themes. Yeah. And I just think that I think we need a different word for that. And, of course, that's the reason that in practice we don't speak of adults. We talk of grown-ups because a grown-up theme, a grown-up behavior is very different from what society terms adult behavior.
Yeah,
in awareness practice. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just, that's such an acute, I mean, just a, one of those aha observations that we wouldn't come to if you hadn't just said it. Because it's just the water we swim in, right? That's the negative ego world. And there is that separation.
Yes.
And an awareness practice being grown up is being aware, not being adult or childlike.
Yes.
Or childish.
Yeah. Childish. Yeah, childish, yeah. Or adult. But a grown up is, I think, is just a marvelous way to talk about somebody who is here and present and responsive to life.
Yes, indeed. Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. This is Susan calling from L.A.
Hello, Susan.
Hi. Let's see. Got to tell you know, there's so many millions of things. Mostly, as always, I wanted to connect, and the feeling I have is just to say I'm on the bus. You know, a lot of times the sign that some of them I just kind of file away because in my mind I don't get it. I don't get it yet. But the deepest part of me, what I want is that connection. And So that's because that kind of, for me, says it all. As long as I'm on the bus, I can't go wrong. You know, there's no.
That's
wrong.
Exactly right. That's exactly right, Susan. So like when we're doing workshop or retreat, and especially when people are new to practice, or if the theme is kind of, I don't know, deeper or maybe bordering on the esoteric or something like that.
Right.
And
right.
Conditioned mind wants to get people in a, okay, you need to figure this out. You need to think about this. You need to understand this. And then, of course,
right.
it's what Margaret was saying, you know, and then you don't. And so then there we are, right? And so to just let go of any of that and realize, I just want to be present. I just want to feel that connection with life. I don't need to understand anything. I don't need to figure anything out. I don't need to know anything. I just want to feel that feeling of being here in life. There. That's the whole point of awareness practice.
Yeah, I mean, even hearing your response, there's a part of me that's surprised. The way my mind goes is, oh, my God. I hadn't thought of it that way. And in fact, when, you know, of course, there's this bit of preparing for the call, and I was thinking, oh, I could talk about this, or I could say I learned that. And then what dropped in was a thought like, yeah, people really need to hear all those thoughts. You don't even need to hear them. Why would somebody else need? You know, that same, what I was going to give you was a lot of conditioned mind thinking about, instead of what my heart was really saying, was just, hello, hello, I'm here, I'm still here.
Right. I'm here, you're here, oh boy, we're here. Yes.
We're here together. I don't have it all figured out. I don't know what to do. I'm just moving through it, but I'm on the bus with you. You know, it's like turning to the person sitting next to me and, hi, I'm here, are you? So
exactly. Yes, and that's that childlike place. And that's that thing that we cannot do as adults, because that's really vulnerable. I mean, you need to have it together. You need to, you need a level of sophistication in order to be all right. You can't just be that innocent, oh boy, here we are, what should we play, right? That we were able to do at 4 or 5, you know. Want to be my best friend? Yeah, yeah, okay, we're best friends. Right? We've never seen each other before. And yet, there's so much, that is so much more real than what happens to most of us once we get to that level of adulthood where we have to be guarded and careful and watchful and looking to conditioned mind to know and have the right answer and be smart. And
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, have you figured out what's going on? No. Okay, let's go do this. You know,
all right, let's not think about that then.
Do you have the answer? No, I don't got it. I don't either. Okay, what can we do that would be
comfortable? Okay, we're good.
We're good. As long as neither of us know, so it's just, I think that's all I wanted to say.
That's quite a lot, Susan.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad it's with you. I'm glad everybody else is here. I'm on the bus.
Me too.
I don't have any answers.
We're on the bus. Here we go.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You
thank you, Susan.
There. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's so true, Sherry, that the thing about participating is to be part of, right? And it's such a profound experience to come from the place that belonging is not a question, that we're part of everything that is. And it seems to me that when we are separate from life, the question is, how do we get back to belonging? And that's the fall, right? That fall that we talk about, that's the Bible story. And and just that separation is a question of not belonging. Whereas if we come from that place of where I'm on the bus, I'm here, and that's all the reason there is to exist. And so if I come from that place, connection is all that I experience, and connection is what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Two things I want to thank you for in that. One, it never occurred to me that participate and part of are the same process, right? I mean, I know part of and participation are the same process, but I never got that on a language level. And I never got the connection that you just made with the fall. That's it. That's the fall of man, is figuring it out. That's where we, right? Because Adam wanted to know, right? That was the temptation, I think, if I'm remembering that story correctly. And so it's the need to know, to figure out, is that movement into separation from all that is, or from God.
Yeah, and the question of belonging arises, whereas if the child doesn't have that question, right? I'm here on the bus, you're here too, let's do it together.
Yeah,
So thanks, Susan, for that observation, that the movement into just being here is what practice is all about, and letting go everything that separates us from this moment.
Yes. And if we want to tie it into nirvana and samsara, heaven and hell, this is the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
When we stop trying to figure things out, then we realize we are in paradise.
Yeah. When we stop figuring out how to get to the Garden of Eden, then we're here for it. Yes. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Patty from Vancouver.
Hello,
and
Patty.
You won't recognize me because I've not spoken before on Project Joy or anything. So this is the first time I have spoken.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for being courageous.
Well, I have something to tell you that the journey from Tuesday to today was a very interesting one, because on Tuesday I was also live on the call, but I didn't know how to unmute and mute or get in the queue, or I didn't know any of that. And unbeknownst to me, I was in the queue. And when it says you're unmuted, I froze and I couldn't say anything. And I thought, and that's what got me thinking, okay, this is ego. This is ego trying to, and it kind of relates to the last caller about, well, you don't belong yet, or you don't know what you have to say, and you know, it's all that. And when I recognized that, I went, okay, the next time you are on live, which was today, you are putting yourself in the queue intentionally this day, and you are going to get on and you're going to talk.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't a mean, punishing voice telling you that. It was a mentoring, encouraging, it's okay. You can do this. You've got this.
Well, at first, and right after, and even during, you know, after Ashwini said, that I don't know what happened to that caller, let's go to the next one, I started to feel bad and feeling like, oh, they know it's me and I didn't say anything and what do I have to say? And then I just, from hearing this so much, saying stop, okay, don't even go there. And then I think it was the next day I was meditating with, okay, what's really going on here? What is happening here? And what is it? And it was kind of subtle, because there wasn't any talk other than I was afraid. I was afraid to say something. And so in these last few days, it's just, I've had so much more energy going, okay, I'm going to speak on there. And I'm not going to rehearse. And or when I start to rehearse, no, stop that. Okay, let's get on. Let's encourage others to get on who've never got on before. And so I feel so alive.
Yeah, yes, yes. The energy is flowing. It's not being siphoned off into maintaining ego. You're not letting it. You're not letting ego do that to you. It starts
its
siphoning process, and you go, no, we're not doing that. We're coming right back here. And so woof, 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 all of the energy that is available for you. And I want to underline something that you said for everybody, because it's a very, very powerful place. When you were looking at the situation, What you were saying is, what's going on here? What is this? What is going on here? And you were asking for clarity, which is a completely different process from figuring it out. You were present, and you were asking the intelligence that animates to give you clarity. And you got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge difference. And so when in practice, when we explore things, people will often think that what we're doing is an intellectual or an analytical process, but we're not at all. We're doing exactly what you did, which is, I'm just gonna ask, well, what's going on here? What is this? And I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait for clarity to drop in. And it does.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be immediate, right? I mean, when people have huge karmic issues, you know, we can stay in that open asking place for a very long time before we're ready for the information to come to us. But if we stay in that open asking orientation to life, the clarity will come to us.
The other thing is, by not speaking up and being small and not being seen, it's also not being alive and letting energy flow.
That's right. That's exactly it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we
mm-hmm.
just become kind of a, well, you know, St. Francis called it an instrument of peace, right? So, for the Quakers, you speak when the Spirit moves you. That kind of process of just allowing life to use us as an expression of itself.
Mm-hmm. So can I tell you one more thing about
Please.
What's been happening sort of this week? A friend and I decided we would spend the day going kayaking, and then we were going to go to my favorite garden in the neighborhood and take our paints and our pastels and do some painting. And we did the kayaking, we rested, and then I said, well, you know, maybe we just paint in my second bedroom come studio, and I'll just look at a picture because it's a more controlled environment. And she said, no, it's summer. Let's go outside. And so begrudgingly, I'm like, okay, and I carted my stuff out there. And it was fantastic just being with the flowers, the people walking by, seeing the birds, having the sun on my body, just being there.
Real life.
Yes. And so a couple days ago, we agreed to meet again at a friend's garden. And I felt the shift from being alive and aware of being outside with all the senses. And at this time, I took my paints and easel and canvas, and I started to paint a tree and a scene. And I have this thing on my phone, which is like a viewfinder, and it can do make it black and white so you can see the tonal values without the color. And so I started painting from my iPhone, even though I was outside. And I thought, no. And so I started really looking at the scene and the dapple light and the birds and the greens and the color. And it was a completely different experience of painting.
Yes. I want to underline again the joys of listening to life's guidance. Because in these situations, you can see how ego is working hard to bamboozle you into letting it be in control of your life experience and drops in for you. No. this is not it. And you come back to life. That's awareness practice. That's what we all want to be present for all the time, because that's how we'll be saved from ego's bamboozled.
And the final thing that happened, which I just laugh, is my daughter phones me in the last day or so and says, Mom, the plan we had for next week to go to an art class in Victoria from 10 to 5 in a building, I'd kind of rather just grab our tent and drive around Vancouver Island with our painting stuff and spend the week doing that. What do you think? And I said, yes, of course. Say yes to life.
Wise child. Yes, wise child.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, fabulous. That is wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us. And now don't be a stranger now that you find out how easy it is, huh?
Okay, and I promise next time to actually say something.
Don't go there, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't do that. I'll let it drop in. No, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ashwini?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
There you are.
Well, I was just talking about what a wonderful example of turning to life and feeling the vibrancy and aliveness of the moment,
mm-hmm.
rather than
mm-hmm.
the packaged, that packaged view get when we're in conditioned mind.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and the importance that's what we get when we practice being present. We learn to hear life's, how about this instead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guidance.
Well, that brings us to the end of another wonderful show, Sherry. So our assignment for today is don't be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. Very apropos to the conversation we just had.
Yes, yes.
Ego would have us believe that going out on a limb means we'll be racing to a small enough point on the limb that the limb will snap and down we'll go to our death, no doubt. This quote reminds us that limbs can actually be safe, can hold our weight, and that fear doesn't enable us to make good decisions. Conscious awareness does. We see the good stuff, fruit in this example, and being present, we can trust life to give us the guidance we need to access that good stuff. The essential point, life, not fear, makes us safe. Today, look to see what's going out on a limb, what going out on a limb would be for you. Then go, record and listen. I love that.
See what it,
I love
yeah,
that.
See what it is. See what going out on a limb is, and then go.
Yes.
Turning, taking awareness into action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Informed by life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our assignment for today, which is Friday. And then we've got a couple coming up on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll see everybody on Monday.
Sounds good. So this is treasure yourself. Have a fabulous time. Go happy. And like that, huh? Thank you, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.